Lesson 14. Why does God have an organization? Question 1. Why did God organize ancient Israel? God organized descendants of the patriarch Abraham into a nation and gave them a body of laws. He called the nation Israel and made it the custodian of true worship and of his word, so people of all nations could benefit from Israel.
Genesis 22:18 reads, "And by means of your offspring, all nations of the earth will obtain a blessing for themselves, because you have listened to my voice."
God chose the Israelites to be his witnesses. Their ancient history provides a demonstration of how people benefit by obeying God's laws. Thus, through the Israelites, others could get to know the true God.
Isaiah 43:10 reads, "You are my witnesses, declares Jehovah. Yes, my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and have faith in me, and understand that I am the same one. Before me no God was formed, and after me there has been none." Verse 12 reads, "I am the one who declared and saved and made known when there was no foreign God among you. So you are my witnesses, declares Jehovah, and I am God."
Question 2. Why are true Christians organized? In time, Israel lost God's favor, and Jehovah replaced that nation with the Christian congregation. Now, in place of the Israelites, true Christians serve as Jehovah's Witnesses.
Acts 15:14 reads, "Simeon has related thoroughly how God for the first time turned his attention to the nations to take out of them a people for his name." Verse 17 reads, "So that the men who remain may earnestly seek Jehovah, together with people of all the nations, people who are called by my name, says Jehovah, who is doing these things."
Jesus organized his followers to preach and make disciples in all nations. This work is reaching its climax now in the conclusion of the present system of things. For the first time in history, Jehovah has united millions from all nations in true worship. True Christians are organized to encourage and help one another. Worldwide, they enjoy the same program of Bible instruction at their meetings.
Hebrews 10:24 and 25 reads, "And let us consider one another so as to incite to love and fine works, not forsaking our meeting together, as some have the custom, but encouraging one another, and all the more so as you see the day drawing near."
Question 3. How did the modern-day organization of Jehovah's Witnesses begin? In the 1870s, a small group of Bible students began rediscovering long-lost Bible truths. They knew that Jesus had organized the Christian congregation to preach, so they began an international kingdom preaching campaign. In 1931, they adopted the name Jehovah's Witnesses.
Acts 1:8 reads, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be witnesses of me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the most distant part of the earth." Chapter 2, verse 1 reads, "Now while the day of the festival of Pentecost was in progress, they were all together at the same place." Verse 4 reads, "And they all became filled with Holy Spirit and started to speak in different languages, just as the Spirit enabled them to speak." Chapter 5, verse 42 reads, "And every day in the temple and from house to house, they continued without let up, teaching and declaring the good news about the Christ, Jesus."
Question 4. How are Jehovah's Witnesses organized? In the first century, The Christian congregations in many lands benefited from a central governing body that recognized Jesus as the head of the congregation. Similarly today, Jehovah's Witnesses worldwide benefit from a governing body of experienced elders. It oversees branch offices of Jehovah's Witnesses that translate, print, and distribute Bible study material in over 600 languages. Thus, the governing body can provide scriptural encouragement and direction for over 100,000 congregations worldwide. In each congregation, qualified men serve as elders or overseers. These men lovingly care for God's flock.
1 Peter 5, 2 and 3 reads, "Shepherd the flock of God under your care, serving as overseers, not under compulsion, but willingly before God, not for love of dishonest gain, but eagerly, not lording it over those who are God's inheritance, but becoming examples to the flock."
Jehovah's Witnesses are organized to preach the good news and make disciples. Like the apostles, we preach from house to house. We also offer to study the Bible with sincere lovers of truth. But Jehovah's Witnesses are not just an organization. We are a family with a loving Father. We are brothers and sisters who care for one another. Since Jehovah's people are organized to please God and to help others, they form the happiest family on earth.
Psalm 33:12 reads, "Happy is the nation whose God is Jehovah, the people he has chosen as his own possession." Acts 20:35 reads, "I have shown you in all things that by working hard in this way, you must assist those who are weak, and must keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus when he himself said, 'There is more happiness in giving than there is in receiving.'"